AP News for Friday, July 8th. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden denounces the Supreme Court's ruling against abortion rights.
The president says the High Court's conservative majority essentially issued a challenge with what he calls an extreme and wrongheaded ruling ending the constitutional right to abortion.
The challenge is go out and vote.
Saying the fastest way to restore the right is for Congress to pass a national law, but it needs more Democrats first.
Your vote can make that a reality.
The president spoke just before signing an order to protect access to abortion in states where it's still legal. Just after he spoke, a Louisiana judge ruled the state can now enforce its ban on nearly all abortions, joining more than a dozen states with similar bans or strict limits. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Louisiana's law that bans nearly all abortions is in effect after a state judge refused to extend a temporary restraining order. Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry.
Your rule, which was granted earlier, is now dissolved. A law, a statute, is always presumed to be constitutional until a court rules otherwise.
Abortion clinics in New Orleans and Baton Rouge have canceled appointments. The House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack meets with a former White House counsel.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone had an eight-hour private interview with the January 6th committee. Cipollone has been a sought-after witness over his role trying to prevent then-President Donald Trump from challenging the 2020 presidential election and joining the violent mob at the Capitol. Cipollone was subpoenaed for his testimony. In stunning testimony last week, the panel was told by former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson that Cipollone warned the defeated president would be charged with every crime imaginable if he went to the Capitol on January 6, trying to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. A new poll finds people concerned about inflation and personal finances.
A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, posing an open-ended question on the top priorities the government should work on in the next year, finds 40% of respondents name inflation. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché notes,
wage growth is good, but it's not keeping up with inflation, so people rightfully feel like they're falling behind.
In all, 77% of those surveyed mentioned the economy in some way, 44% personal finances, but just 10% specifically mentioned jobs. Fauché says,
if the economy is adding 375,000, 400,000 jobs per month, which we've been doing, over the last few months, that's a very strong economy.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Actor Tony Sirico, who played Paulie Walnuts on The Sopranos, is dead at 79. His manager says Sirico died in an assisted living facility in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.